Evolution myth explodes.
It certainly does, as far as I'm concerned.
Did Darwin make a monkey out of you?
Well, no, he didn't. But he did egg out several other people.
Okay, shall we talk about
it? And still does.
No, why don't we do a song? Cut to the song.
Oh, I've never heard of a song that will treat a subject
sure
like that.
I'm sure there's a topical, a topical
would be good
song.
If there was a song about it.
A topical lyrics.
It would be really would cool, be,
there's
it?
A gap in the market. There.
If you were to write a song.
Hold on to the next room and see if I can quickly record one on this other machine. Okay. Here it is. You'd like to play it?
Okay, we'll do it. 3, 2, 1,
play now.
They say we rule around the world. They say we crawled out of the sea. Mutated accidents of nature. Swam on the land. Evolution myth explodes. Please don't let Darwin make a monkey out of you. Not now, not now. As we waiting for something to say, changing shape from day to day. Then we stood up straight, put on the suit, walked on the moon.
That was awesome. What a great song that was.
Who wrote that?
Well, it certainly got my feet tapping.
Do you know anyone who's associated with that song?
Feel my heart is racing.
I don't think I do. No, but then again, I've lost my memory.
How well, then we move song. On to another subject.
Good idea. Well, it was worth it. Okay. Move on the same one, if you like. I wouldn't remember it anyway.
Right, I think we're going to be talking about the question of origins.
Statement time. Some people who believe in God find it difficult to accept that God would mislead people by giving evidence for conventional science. I'm thinking about dinosaur bones fossil records.
So yeah, they're saying that modern science has to be true because God wouldn't mislead us. Is that what they're saying? Then again, scientists 500 years ago thought the world was flat. Was that God misleading them? No, it was just humans being stupid. It's the same, do you know what I mean? You can't look at science and what we discover as fact, and therefore
people didn't
it's got
base,
to be true. It wouldn't be
that
God's
theory
right.
wasn't based on science. That was based on...
It was based on observation at the time, or supposed observation.
I mean, that's what their supposed logic at the
time. The point
being time.
About science never stays still. It's always examining.
Paradigm shifts.
And it never comes to an end.
It's all about theories.
So the science that you have now is not necessarily... It's only working on the evidence that is available, but when new evidence comes, it has to change.
Yeah, but we're living in the golden age of science.
We're not.
Every age thought it was the golden age of science.
But now we definitely are.
No. There's still we're in the zinc age.
There is still more that we don't know than what we do know, and that as a basic
that's what
premise
makes it so interesting.
But that as a basic premise is why we can't be so 100% sure on everything, because still, what we do know is nothing compared to what we don't.
I know,
there are bits of the sea on Earth that we have no clue about.
Russians are claiming them.
But on the other hand, we know so much more than now. I mean, we know how the body works. We know how to save a life.
If we knew how the body works, could we cure cancer yet? But anyone that
has seen House,
A Star Biologist
on Channel 5 knows what medical science
that's all
can
true,
do.
Isn't it?
What's that, House?
House.
Sure, you haven't seen it.
Really?
Well, look, I think
we won't go on to that.
Amazing.
That'd be for another day.
I think we can all agree.
But that's something that's a designed program which is made by a person and wasn't formed over millions of years of film production.
I think we've got to accept the fact that science is something that God has made. And there's such a thing as pseudoscience and incorrect science and wrong science. And there's correct science.
The science...
There's nothing wrong with science itself. Excuse me, I just had some...
Hit a plane. That's
my sound.
Well,
okay, with science, scientific fact, you know, is something that has to be from the evidence of measurement. And that's why, you know, a theory is never fact until, you know, they've found so many things that agree with that theory that it has to be true. Now, evolution is theory, and it's stated as the theory of evolution. Now, the problem about that, really, is that the only way that you can know it's absolutely true is to have to go back in time and to measure, you know, what's implied by it. And because that's impossible, it's unprovable. So all scientists can do is to make observations and say, oh, that fits in with the theory of evolution. Now, if they make observations that don't, then it's just swept under the carpet.
They're dismissed.
Yeah, it's just dismissed. Or they produce an explanation that is so gobbledygook that normal people can't understand. And that's the problem. Now, we don't want to go into science. None of us are scientists.
Yeah, but all your arguments can be... Well,
the thing is, evolution has become almost a religious belief.
It's become a fact.
Become... It's spoken of as fact. On TV, whether you're watching David Attenborough or any of the other science programs, science on television, they'll all talk in terms of 500 million billion years ago. Oh, yeah. And what exact... how do you come to this knowledge of 500 million? Because it's the only thing that you explain something, otherwise it's inexplicable.
Well, I mean, it's 15 billion years, actually.
That's it. Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's changing all the time.
Pardon me.
Saffron.
They say we rose up from the water. They say we brought out of the sea. Mutated axes of the nature. Swam off the land and climbed a tree. The evolution did explode. No, do not know we make a monkey out of you. No. The evolution
Saffron Planet, making sense of it all.
Okay, I've got a statement to make here.
Where are you reading that from?
I'm not telling
what
you
book
yet.
Are you using? No, you have to reference everything.
I will reference this, actually.
Yeah.
What Howard said earlier about the fact is that evolution, the theory of evolution, has become a matter of faith. Okay. Now, there's two quotes here. And one's... a professor called Professor Richard Lewontin, who's an evolutionary geneticist, he says, "We take the side of science in spite of the patent absurdity of some of its constructs. It is not that the methods and institutions of science somehow compel us to accept a material explanation of the world, but on the contrary, that we're forced by our adherence to material causes to create an apparatus of investigation and a set of concepts that produce..." Blah, 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 blah. But I just realised what a convoluted... But his final statement is how, moreover, that materialism is absolute because we cannot allow a divine foot in the door. Right. He's saying it doesn't matter how ridiculous some of the things that we say to defend evolution, there's no way we can accept the obvious, the opposite, which is... There's a divine element.
Oh, yeah,
we cannot allow a divine foot in the door.
He's the same could be said. People that believe in God would believe in the most irrational thing and reject any other explanation, however rational and logical the explanation is, just so that they can uphold their own belief in a God. So you can say whatever you want to say about the people that uphold evolution. You can say exactly the same for the other side.
And it's true because we.
So you shouldn't really use that as an argument.
No. I was not using it as an argument. I'm not using it as a fact of this bloke has purposely said where he's coming from.
As an evolutionist.
Yeah, he just said he's been honest. He's saying it doesn't matter about science blinding you with these words and those words. The fact is that we cannot allow the possibility of a God. and that is where we stand. Yeah. And Dawkins, we all know Richard
Same
Dawkins.
Same issue, you can't allow for the possibility of there not being a God.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not denying that.
So why argue,
I'm saying that we're,
why use that?
I'm not using this as...
They're
as
basing it on science.
I'm not using this for a way of proving God or unproving God. I'm just saying, let's set the ground rules. Their ground rules are, they're not allowed... Don't let God in the picture. That's... Our ground rules are that we believe there is a God.
Don't let God out. Yeah.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Is there is no one that is unbiased. There's this rule that scientists, they're just trying to find science, and, you know, they don't have an agenda. They're just trying to find out the truth, which is rubbish. They always, everyone has an agenda. Everyone has a back set of rules, which will affect the way you interpret things.
Absolutely. So it's a Christians
and non-Christians.
And to say that scientists are the overwhelming purveyors of good, and they're just looking for an answer, full stop, and they'll accept anything that science proves, is a lie, because they already has their preconceptions, and they will mould what they find, just like a Christian. So we have to think who's biased is right.
Okay, what you're basically saying
is that everything is subjective. There's no objectivity. A scientist of this type has his own agenda.
Yeah, but I don't think it's helpful using a quote to spin this argument in that direction.
He's quoting an evolutionist.
But we
put that forward as something that a lot of scientists, not all scientists, a lot of scientists believe in creation. So it's not creation versus science. It's creation versus it's the theory of creation. If you haven't arrived at a solid belief in creation as we have, then we know that no one can come to that except by their own individual path and understanding that. So as far as the rest of the world is concerned, it is a theory, just as evolution is a theory. Yeah. But more and more, evolution is put forward as fact, and that creation is put forward as an absolute fantasy of mindless, small-minded idiots.
Yeah, and just another quote, just to back that, one more quote from Richard Dawkins, who we all know.
Good
guy. Listen to what he says at the beginning. I believe, the words he's using, I believe, but I cannot prove that all life, all intelligence, all creativity and all design is a direct or indirect product of Darwinian natural selection or evolution. So he says, I believe, but I cannot prove. Now those words, I believe, I cannot prove, are the same words we would use.
Yeah.
So that is stating that it's basically following a religion. For him, evolution is a religion.
Yeah.
It's not provable. Just like, so we're on an equal sort of playing field here, except, you know, we are going to hopefully convince people that God is behind everything, up against what Dawkins says, which is there cannot be no God, therefore everything I believe in must never allow him in any way at all.
Tricky Dicky Dawkins. Yeah.
We're both in a similar position.
But for the Christian has made a statement because they've read the Bible, they've had these experiences, and now have made this statement, and that's what they'll stick by.
Well, it's very difficult.
And then we have the non-Christian, the atheist, who has done the similar thing and had these similar experiences. But I think for the atheist...
No, not similar experiences.
Well, similar...
Points of learning.
All
we're doing through this forum at the moment is just stating our side of it. You know, rather than maybe attacking their side of it.
I think they attack our side,
but people out in the world tend not to hear our position because we are vilified so much by Dawkins. And look at the books of the God Delusion, the Christopher Hitchens book and all that. They're bestsellers because people are tickled by the idea there's no God and whatever. Mm. And he writes well and he talks well. But there's got to be a chance for Christians to speak.
Truth is Out There by Stephen Moore. It's not even in the church. I think Christians...
Oh,
making sense of it all.
I think Christians have got more to prove than non-Christians.
Oh, absolutely.
Because Christians have stated something that non-Christians don't really have to state.
We have a lot more to prove.
And we're going against the prevailing wind, in a way.
That's right. We're going against the grain of popular thought.
Yeah.
So we've got
popular thought has been, I think popular thinking has been spiritually manipulated as well as socially manipulated. I think people have been blinded to the possibility of a divine creator. Yeah. That's almost dismissed by a very large proportion of people as even a possibility. Yeah. They just so fascinating. It's so like a fairy tale. It's like
we've moved on since then.
Yeah. Oh, we're that's so naive. They're such. Yeah. That's just stupid. You know.
Yeah.
That has become the prevailing mantra.
There are sort of two problems that we have. Firstly, is this problem is that we're going against the grain of society, and the other problem is that Christians themselves can't even agree.
No,
and that is another problem.
That is very
because
much so.
Because the idea of evolution is so deceptive and so, you know, sort of believable on a certain level that some Christians have been sucked into it.
What's right? They're believing creation evolution. The evolution
theistic,
was created.
Yeah.
Then I come up with another theory. That
I would say the difference between evolution or atheists and Christians is at least atheists, they all seem to be unified by a belief in evolution, whereas Christians, we seem to be arguing with amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest problem.
But if you put that under the microscope, the evolutionists don't agree on all the same things. There are so many different branches of evolution
and different
evolutionary theories.
Yeah.
You know, some people believe, you know, we came from, you know, microbes that turn into fish that came onto land, etc. Others will believe some other, you know, updated theory or another updated theory. And so their theories are changing all the time.
But they are still united in the belief that God doesn't exist.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
Christians are pretty much united in the belief that God does exist.
Yeah, but
it's a mechanism how he did it.
Yeah.
And belief is personal to the person.
Well, that's
right.
Yeah,
and because of that...
Yeah.
Divergence.
So basically, the core of the whole, this whole argument is whether you believe in God or not.
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah.
So it's a battlefield. There are many battlefields. This is a battlefield for the mind.
And a lot of very, very honest, genuine people are on the side that doesn't believe in God. And our concern is not defending our position, but making a way through for other honest people to actually see the other side, to see the creation story.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, as far as we can say, we could go, oh, don't worry about them, we're saved, don't worry about them.
Yeah,
but that's not what we're on about.
Yeah.
We're on about the theory of evolution acts as a wall between a lot of non-believers.
It's a blinding
a lot of
people.
Good non-believing people.
Yeah.
It's a stumbling block for so many to stop them from going any further.
Yeah.
They can't go any further.
So here's the question then. So how do you get an honest, sincere, open-minded person who has been shown supposed scientific evidence that the Earth is more than 10,000 years old, or just like plain evidence like that, how would you get that person...
Yeah.
to have a faith in a God who supposedly created the Earth 6,000 years ago or 7,000. It's like...
6 or 12,000, one or two.
This
is where it gets blurred.
This is where it gets blurred. Because you can't convince them just by knowledge. All you can try and encourage people to do is actually seek themselves, because they're only going to come to it not by you convincing them, but by being convinced by God.
I think at the same time, when it comes to the evolution...
But you can give them some of the information that can actually spark their imagination. Yeah. Maybe.
Again, when it comes to the evolution creation, every item, every opinion there will be a creationist option to it. There'll be another way of looking at it, because that's what science is. It's a range of opinions and views on one thing.
And there are plenty of scientists who are into creationism.
Exactly. Then I think coming to faith, that's a whole different thing. That is in to do with getting to know God personally and Jesus, but from getting someone from a non-creationist point of view to a creationist point of view, or is a matter of showing them the alternative evidences and opinions and slants by credible scientists.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm.
But that won't necessarily make them suddenly a Christian or even suddenly believe in God.
Yeah. Well, put it this way, I mean, talking on the other side of that, I mean, a lot of genuine Christians believe in evolution. So it's not central to becoming saved and becoming a Christian.
However,
but a lot of people are put off of even searching because of the theory. But also, a lot of people that do believe in creation are lost as well. You know, Jehovah's Witnesses believe in...
so do Muslims.
Creation, yes,
Muslims,
so do Muslims.
And Orthodox Jews.
From our viewpoint, we don't believe that they've got the answers, but they believe in creation. But that's not the salvation of our faith anyway.
No, it is in many ways it's a side issue, but for many unbelievers it's a central issue. Like, I've known quite a few that said, well, I can't get past that, therefore I'm not going to go any further.
Saffron Planet. Making sense of it all.